Last time we started discussing Tosfos and Kuftes on the base, as a machlokas rishonim about the nature of the din of chaticha nasnas devel b'shari suy. What's the context of Tosfos? It's on the Gemara that asks that we had mentioned that Rav holds it etchul softo also. Says Rashi and Tosfos explain that if you're maflik the belia from inside of a chaticha shenesra, let's say you have cholov that's no sintam and tibasa, and then somehow you're able to separate the cholov from the basa to the extent that it can become bata. So it's machloka samaroyim that etchul softo is also etchul softo is muta. The Gemara says that Rav who claims chaticha nasas nevela when the kipas cholov is no sintam into the basa, he holds it etchul softo also. He must hold etchul softo also. That's why he says the chaticha nasas nevela. It's treated like a nevela. It's treated like it's gufo shel issa leinyan zeh. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino is not going to be batel, so it'll answer all the other chatichas for mashu. And you need shishim keneged the entire chaticha to be mevatel. It's not enough just to have shishim in the rotev keneged the tipas cholov. You need shishim keneged the entire bus. That's what the Gemara had said. The Gemara asks, how could it be? How could it be that Rav holds efshul soto asa? Hare Rav says that if you have the opposite case, let's say you have basa that fell at the cholov, not cholov onto basa, but if you have basa that fell into a yora of cholov, so the cholov is going to be muta, says Rav. Basa rasa v'cholov muta. Why is the cholov muta? Because you have shishim in the cholov connected to basa, but the basa is going to be asa because you don't have shishim in the basa connected to cholov. So the cholov was no sintam into the basa. You thought it was a different case, but really it's the same thing. It's the tipas cholov that falls into the basa because you have a lot of cholov going into the basa. It's going to be no sintam of the basa. So Rav says that the cholov is muta, the basa is asa. So fact again, Mara, if Rav holds that efshel softo asa, so why should the cholov be muta? You have cholov that entered into the basa. Now the basa was no sintam into the cholov. The cholov is going to exit the basa. It's going to be misarev b'shoven. So if you hold it efshel softo asa, meaning even after you introduce other elements that are going to spread the blia and make the blia be batel, nevertheless the chefza still remains aser. So it turns out that the cholov that entered into the basa should still remain aser even when it enters back. It returns to the cholov. It's misarev with the cholov, and now the tam of basa is going to be misbata. Right? The tam of basa should be misbata, but the cholov is cholov nevela. The cholov is cholov iser. So it should be min b'mino with the cholov back in the yara. Right? It goes in. What goes in can come out. Right? So the cholov goes in, it becomes a nesa. Even if efshel sochto, you can squeeze it out, but efshel sochto aser. So if it's still aser, that means that the cholov is cholov nevela, it's still cholov iser. So now you have cholov iser that's re-entering into cholov hater. It's min b'mino gevalt. If you hold that min b'mino b'mashu, it should be a problem. How can Rav say that the cholov is mutter? Okay, shkoyach, the boser was in Rosentam into the cholov, but the reality is you have cholov nevela coming back from the boser, and that should be min b'mino, it should be a problem. So comes the Gemara and says a very strange statement that Lo Sivash Gadi B'Chalei Mo Gadiyos HaTorah V'Lo Cholov. It's a Zeres HaKosav that the Torah never prohibited the Cholov element of the Basa B'Cholov. That must be Rav Shita. At this stage in the Gemara, we don't paskin like that, but that's what the Gemara is assuming. That Dafka, the Basa, is Asa, but not the Cholov. So if the Cholov is an Asa, then the problem never began. The Cholov is an Asa, because when the Basa was Nosin Tam into the Cholov, it never Asa the Cholov. It's not a Cholov Nevela, so it's cholov heter going back into cholov. The basa became asa, but not the cholov. So the whole problem ever began. So came the Rashbam and Tosfos and said, well, from the Gemara you see something very important. That this kind of idea that if you have rotev, if you have some kind of a liquid entering into a chefza shel iser, that it becomes asa. And if you hold that efshel softo asa, which happens to be the way that we do hold, then this blia can leave the Dover Ha'asar, and it can be min b'mino with something else. Right? Right? Once you assume that Efshel Softo Asar, so then if a Bliya's Heter now becomes Nesar, right? Just like the Cholov. Right? But if you have a Bliya's Heter, let's say we're not talking about Basa B'Cholov, we're talking about Shari Surin. Right? Nevela. Right? This Bisar Nevela that was thrown into Rotev, right? So even if you have shishim in the rotev to be mevatel the basar, but you need some other shishim. You need trei shishim. Why? Because the rotev is rotev heter, but now when it goes into the basar nevela, it becomes rotav shel iser, and when it's going to go out back into the rotav shel heter, it'll be min b'mino with the rotav shel heter. So behold, that min b'mino b'mashu, you need trei shishim, you need shishim in the rotav to be mevatel the basar, and you need shishim in chatichos heter in the keder, right? The sign of velo with the chatichos heter with the rotav. You need shishim in the chatichos heter to be mevatel the rotav of iser that came out of the b'sar nevela. Rotev Heta went into the B'sar Nevela, comes out as Rotev Isser. So if you hold that Min B'mino B'mashu, if you don't have the Shishim in the Chatichos Heter, it's going to be a problem. How does Shishim in the Chatichos Heter help me, but it's still Min B'mino? The answer is Salik. Well, we can ignore the Tarovis of Min B'mino Rotev B'Rotev, Rotev Isser is Rotev Heta. Use the Shishim of the Chatichos Heter to be mevatel the rotav shel iser, and then it's not going to be mevatel, and then it's not going to asin. It's not going to asin. Just like we'll say salik in one direction, we'll say salik in the other direction. We have the shishim in the rotav to be mevatel the Chatichos Nevela. So even though min b'mino with the Chatichos Heter would have been a problem, it's not going to be a problem. We'll have shishim in the Chatichos Heter to be mevatel the rotav shel iser, so min b'mino of rotav iser with rotav heter is not going to be a problem. This is the Rashba. Okay, so his chumrah is that based on this Gemara, what should emerge is that if you hold Min B'mino B'mashu, then in a case where you have B'sar Nevela falling into Kedera with Chatichos Heter and Rotev Shel Heter, you need a double Shishim. You need Shishim in the Rotev Shel Heter, you need Shishim in the Chatichos Basa. That's his Yisur. Comes the Re and says nothing doing. Nothing doing, because if you agree with what the Rashbam is saying, then what should emerge is that the terence of the Gemara is not a terence. If you say that any blia into iser, right, will now have a status of a blias iser, rotev that entered into the chatichas nevela will now have the status of rotev shel iser. So then, what turns out is that the teretz of the gemara doesn't help. What did the gemara say? That rav can hold that cholav is mutter. I but you have cholav nevela re-entering into the yoresh shel cholav heter. So shouldn't that be a problem of min b'mino? The gemara says gidiyas retorah v'lo. It's exeris akasa that by basa b'chalav b'chalav is an asa. Who cares, Fractory? Who cares? There is a din of chanan b'shari surim. A din mid the rabbanan says v'ri the chatich and asa is the veil even b'shari surim. So even if gediyas v'tar v'lo chalav, that's in the creation of basa b'chalav. When the basa is no sintam into the chalav, it's not going to asa the chalav. Only the basa becomes basa b'chalav. The chalav doesn't become basa b'chalav. But once you have basa b'chalav, there's an iser flowing in. So then the chalav can become the carrier of that iser. Even if you say gediyas v'tar v'lo chalav, the chalav doesn't become nesem yidin basa b'chalav, but it can become a carrier of the iser of basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav is no worse than shari surim. If the chalav can be a carrier of nevela, if the rotav can be a carrier of the iser nevela, the iser dam, then the chalav can be a carrier of the iser basa b'chalav. So the chalav was no sintama to the basar. It asked the basar. Now the basar has a din of basar b'chalav. So now the basar is gonna send some kind of a bliya, some kind of a tam of basar b'chalav. Not a basar, a tam of basar b'chalav into the chalav. So now you should have rotav shel iser, chalav shel iser going back into chalav shel heter. How can you answer, no, it's not chalav shel iser because chalav is never nesa midin basa b'chalav? That just means that the chalav isn't nesa in the creation of the basa b'chalav. But if I already have basa b'chalav and that din basa b'chalav, that chatichas basa b'chalav is nosin tam into the chalav becomes the carrier of that iser, chaticha nasas tevela b'shari surim. So then it should be treated as chalav shel iser. Chalav shel iser, not chalav of basa b'chalav, but chalav carrying basa b'chalav. So you still should have the problem that you have chalav iser going back into chalav heter. It's min b'mino b'mashu. It should be asin. Factory. So he says al karchach. That's not the pshat of chaticha nasas tevela b'shari sur. Al karchach, you have to distinguish between basa b'chalav as opposed to shari sur. By basa b'chalav, since each one is heter by itself, together they become asin. So they become gufo shel iser. So there. Chaticha is nasis nevela mamish. The chaticha becomes a davishal isa mamish. But by chaticha nasis nevela b'shari surim, says the Ri, the neser can't become more powerful than the osa. Right? It's just a carrier of the isa, but it's not the isa itself. So if the cholav is boleya basa b'cholav, right? That's not cholav nevela. That's cholav shel heter with the bli of isa inside of it. It's it's not going to be min bemino with the chalav shel heter of liyara. It's chalav shel heter with chalav shel heter. It's not iser with heter. It's not chalav tami with chalav kosher. It's chalav kosher with chalav kosher. It just happens to be there's a bli over here, but that's not chalav with chalav. That's chalav heter with a bli of vasa b'chalav. The bli of vasa b'chalav with the chalav in the yara is not min bemino. It's min b'shein amino. So that's not going to be a problem, says the Rebbe. He says, and based on what I'm telling you, let me extrapolate. Lemais. Let's say you have melach or tavin that are balua from dam. Right? You have something that is capable of being nosin tam even more than shishim. Right? We had such a case in the Shulchan in the Ramah. So if you have melach and tavin that are balua mi dam, right? The dam is only nosin tam as far as shishim. If you have shishim, that'll be mevatel the dam. But the melach and the tavin can be nosin tam more than shishim. Comes the Ri and says. But based on what I just told you, the Chatichan Asas Tevel V'Shari Surin doesn't transform the Nesar, doesn't make the Nesar into a Dover Ha'asar. So then the Nesar will be limited to the Koach of the Oser. And if the Oser, if the Dam is not able to be Nosin Tam more than Shishim, then even if the Melech and the Tavlim can be Nosin Tam more than Shishim, they're not going to Asim more than Shishim. Because the Nesar doesn't have a life of its own. It's limited to the Oser. It's limited to the Oser. As we've described in the past, limited to the Os. That's the Tosfos. The kids. What's the answer to the Kasha of the real Rashbam Stacha Ataka, a good Kasha? What's the answer? Rashbam seems to assume that the Nesar does become awesome. Right? It does become Gufo Shalissa. The Chalo, the Rotev, let's say you have Chatichas Nevela. Right? Chatichas Nevela. Chatichas shel heter rotev. Right. So if the rotev enters into the chatichas nevela, the Rashbam says it becomes rotev shel issa. So now when it comes out, it'll be rotev shel issa with rotev of heter. It's going to be min. Min bemino in the pot. So the Ri asks, but from the Gemara you see not like that, because if that were true, then by basa b'cholav, even if kediyas atar v'lacholav, the cholav doesn't become basa b'cholav, but it can have a belief of basa b'cholav. That's no worse than shari surim. So if you hold chatichan asas tevela with shari surim means that the carrier becomes gufo shel iser. So then the chalav should be gufo shel iser. The chalav should be chalav tame, chalav iser. So you're back to square one. You have chalav iser with chalav tame. It's min bemino. It should be b'mashu. It should be a problem. What's the answer? So the Ran quotes from the Ramban an interesting answer. It's in the back of the Gemara, but I put it into the packet. It's such long Rans, it's sort of hard to find things in it. It makes it a little bit easier. Just a photocopy. But of course, you can number the. I can't number everything for you. You gotta learn how to do it yourself. You can number the parts of the Ramban, and then the Ran's Kasha, and the Ramban, and then the Ran's answer. And you can learn how to number. You think what? Coloring the numbers, that's only something for the kids. Numbering is a very important thing for adults as well. You gotta learn how to number. Outlining! Don't they teach you that in college? Writing proper outlines? Roman numeral 1 and then A and then B. You have to learn how to outline properly. You have to learn how to outline in this highlighting and this numbering. And then you got to study for the MCATs and the LSATs. You got to prepare. You prepare in sheer how to study for the LSATs. Don't call me on that. Okay, so the Ran quotes the Rabbeinu Shmuel and the Rabbeinu Tam. If you got Lamda Mikan Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rabbeinu Tam Zal. He adds Rabbeinu Tam, interestingly enough. Shechaticha shel nevela shenis ava ben chaticha shel bekedera ava b'shiyesh b'osa kedera rotev v'ronis mino ki'ilu eino etc. Tzorech shiyehei b'chaticha satzman shishin levata rotev. Okay, he quotes the Rashba. So Kosef HaRamban, skipping to the Da'at, Kosef HaRamban zal de lahai perusha hodi amina gediyah sotar v'lachola v'lo asru v'deshu kerotev shel gediyah atzmo shenesa. He throws the whole kashin. He just summarizes the whole kashin. We don't look at this as rotev of the Gedi Atzmo Shenesa, meaning rotev of the Basa B'Chalav. Okay, it's not cholov. It's not nesa midin basa b'cholov. The basa and the cholov together, as is the basa, not the cholov. But it still should be rotev of the gedisha nesa, rotev of the basa b'cholov. Says the Ramban, no. Where is this Ramban? Oh, shiny hasam shlo nesa cholov la'olam. The aval pisha rotev gedisha l'isa ma'urava. That's different. The cholov is not nesa. Even though the rotav of the gedi ha-neser mu'urabo, the cholov is not going to be neser. Av kol she-neser hareu kamin oso she-neser bo. But if it's nesa, if it's taka nesa, cholov isn't nesa, but if you have something nesa, if you have a rotav that's nesar from the vela, then it will have a din of rotav shaliser, and it will asu min bimino if it falls back into the rotav. What's Rabbi saying? What did he say? Now, even if you'll say Gediyah Sotar V'lo Cholav, so the Cholav is an Esa, okay, but the Cholav still has a Bliya of Basa B'Cholav. So when the Cholav has that Bliya, it should be Cholav Issa. What did the Gemara answer? It's still Min Bamino with the Cholav had there in the Rota, in the Kedera. Rabban says, no, Shani Hasam, the Cholav is not going to be Nesa. What's Rabban Lachar saying? L'chora, he's saying that Gediyah Satara V'lo Cholav is a Gzeres HaKosav that teaches me not only that the Cholav can't be Nesar at the time of the creation of the Issa Basav HaCholav, but Cholav is never Nesar Midin Basav HaCholav. There's no Issa of Cholav Midin Basav HaCholav. So even Ta'asa the Cholav because a Bliya of Basav HaCholav is going into it, that's just not going to happen. Gediyah Satara V'lo Cholav. Cholav is not Bechlal Basav HaCholav. It's not b'chalav the isur basav b'chalav, not just in the creation of basav b'chalav, but even to have a bliya of basav b'chalav into the chalav is not going to be nesa. To have a bliya of nevela or of dam into the chalav, not the chalav can be nesa, but not basav b'chalav. That's the gzeres hakasav. So sevashal gedi b'chalav imal, the gedi asur torah v'lo chalav means that no isur basav b'chalav is going to be chalav b'chalav, not just in the creation of basav b'chalav, but even at a later stage. So to that, the Ran says, What kind of sisri Torah is that? Bishlam, if you tell me that the cholav doesn't become asa midin basa b'cholav at the time of the creation, so that I hear, that's a gzeres hakasav, that's about basa b'cholav. But if you're talking about the bliya of basa b'cholav into the cholav, that's no different than shari sur. It's no different than any other iser that's nivla into mashke, he says. Dam that's nivla into mashke. Chela that's nivla into mashke. Anything that's nivla into mashke. The isur basa b'cholav is being nivla into the cholav. How can you say that gzeres hakasav gedias utar v'lo cholav applies even that the cholav can't become nesar from basa b'cholav that's nivla into it? What's the difference between basa b'cholav and dam? There, it's an isur. You're not creating the basa b'cholav; it's done already. The cholav was dosed in time into the basa, and now that basa, that's asur. The isur basa b'cholav is going to be nivla back into the cholav. The cholav is just like a regular mashke. If Isser is Nivlan to the Mashke, of course the Mashke becomes awesome. What's the Ramban answering, says the Ram? It's very difficult. Very difficult. The Ramban seems to be expanding the Gzeres HaKosav. The Gediyah Satorah V'lo Cholav tells me that Cholav doesn't become awesome, Midin Basav HaCholav, not just in the creation of Basav HaCholav, but even at a later stage, if it gets a Bliya of Basav HaCholav into it. And the Ram finds that difficult. So how does the Ram answer? Skipping down a little bit. Elakachani Yomer. The last one on the line is Demi Bossa. Elakachani Yomer. The Kevin Demi Bossa Becholav Gamina Lashari Sur. Shemash Nisarva Bo Yehinasa Nevela. Since we learn Chatichanasa Nevela Lashari Surin from Bossa Becholav, we keep on coming back to this idea. That the Ran learns Chatichanasa Nevela Lashari Surin is not a Dindaraisa. It's a Dindarabonin. It's a Gzeira. It's a Gzeira Otu Bossa Becholav. Now, really, according to the Ran, the Iker place, the only place where Chanan is said Minatorah, Chatichan has Nevela Minatorah, that's only Basu B'chala. It's only Basu B'chala because both are Heter. Together they become Aser. There's a transformation, so they're both Gufo Shel Iser. That's why Basu B'chala. But by Shari Sun, there's also Chatichan has Nevela. You need Shishan Kenegad Al Chatichan. Because up the Ran, it's all Xera the Rabbanan, Otu Basu B'chala. So says the Ran, if it's all Xera the Rabbanan, Otu Basu B'chala, and the only time that we'll say Chanan B'Shari Sun is when. If it's Dumi the Basav HaCholav. We've seen this idea in Iran already. Right? Where do we see this? You need Dumi the Basav HaCholav. La Fuke what? That comes to exclude what case, according to the Iran? Dumya the basar b'chalav. It comes to exclude any cases that are not two words, that are not dalit beis. Dalit beis. That are not dalit beis. You're not getting it. Derech bishul. Right? It's not derech bishul, so. Right? If it's not derech bishul, so we're not going to say chaticha nasan tevel v'shari surim, it's going to turn into gufo shel iser. Okay, now that I gave it to you, what are the cases where it's not derech bishul? Help me now. There are two cases the Rambam is talking about. First of all, what? Sonein betsonein, good. Malicha, right? Sonein betsonein. Malicha. What's the other case? Okay, so soaking is the same idea, right? But what else? Even something that is a little bit hot? Sli, exactly, Yana. Sli, right? Sli asas kadei klipa. Aye, so why doesn't the klipa asa the next klipa? The answer is, there's no klipa when it comes to basa b'chala, because it's not derech bishul. If it's sli, if sli is not derech bishul, it's derech sli. Malicha and sli are not bishul, so therefore the din of chaticha nasas devela, that the nesa becomes gufo shalissa, that doesn't apply, Zakhtirat. Not that chaticha nasas devela doesn't apply by shari sum, but it has to be dumi de basa b'chala. So malicha and sli are not derech bishul, they're not dumi de basa b'chala, therefore chaticha nasas devela doesn't apply. The nesa is limited by the oser in that case. By basa b'chalav, chaticha nasas devela might mean it's gufo shaliser, Dr. Rad. Gufo shaliser mamish. But by shari surim, it's limited to derech bishul. So similarly, the Ran says in this context, it says, if chanan b'shari surim is learned out of basa b'chalav, so it's only going to apply, it's a gzeira d'rabbanan that applies only if it's dumi the basa b'chalav. What's the dumi the basa b'chalav over here? Not derech bishul, but rather what? What? That the only is the basa b'chalav is going to be on what? On what? The is the basa b'chalav at this stage in the Gemara is chal on what? On what? On basar, exactly. It's only going to be on basar. Good. Don't be bashful. I'm not going to bite. Right? It's only on basar. So Zokduran, that's why the chalav won't become necessary. It's not that there's a gzeres hakos of gediyas or torah v'lo chalav, so therefore the iser bas of a chalav is not going to asa the chalav. The bliya bas of a chalav is not going to asa the chalav. Of course it's going to asa the chalav. What are you talking about? The chalav is not necessary in the creation of bas of a chalav, but if there already is an iser bas of a chalav floating around over here, and then it's nivla into the chalav, of course the chalav is going to become asa. But the din chaticha nasas devela b'shari surim won't be chalav not chalav. The chalav doesn't become chalav shel iser. So min b'mino, chalav of this chalav iser with chalav het, that's not going to be said because it's not chalav iser, it's chalav het with a blia. Why is it not going to be chaticha nasas devela mamish? What's the difference? What's the difference? The answer is the chalav is not a chaticha basa. If chaticha nasas devela b'shari surim always has to be dumi de basa b'chalav, it's only a chumer d'rabbanan to begin with, and it has to be dumi de basa b'chalav. So just like it has to be dumi de basa b'chalav, and we're not going to say it in a situation which is not derech bishul, like malicha, like tzli, so too we're not going to say it by chalav, by liquid. We're going to say it only by basa. Right? By a salad, we're not gonna say chaticha nasas devela if basa b'chalav is nivla into a liquid, because that's dumi the chalav, it's not dumi the basar, and the whole din of chaticha nasas devela by basa b'chalav only applies to basa. And kachan yomer, he says, the came to be basa b'chalav gamina l'shari surim shemashinus arav oyeinas devela lo gozu b'hen ela b'chaticha dumi the basar avol b'mashken lo. According to the way we're assuming now that the chalav is going to be mutter, so chaticha nasas devela b'shari surim by basa b'chalav, right? Chaticha nasas devela b'shari surim is not going to apply by mashkim; it'll only apply by basa. Not just that it won't apply by chalav; it doesn't apply by any mashkim. He says by any mashkim, right? Because that's be dumi the basa b'chalav, that's be dumi the chaticha, because it's only the basa that becomes nasa, not the chalav. So chaticha nasas devela b'shari surim zaktiran doesn't apply to any liquids. Doesn't apply to mashkim. At least the way the Gemara is assuming at this point. Avol maskana da sikna the chalav nami osa af the mashkin amin and hochi midivnei. But once we say la maskana that there's no such thing as gediyas or tarvelo chalav, the chalav is also nesa midin basa the chalav. So then Zokter Ran, there's no reason to say that the Gzera Drabban and Chaticha Nas Nevela Rishari Surim shouldn't apply to Nashkin, even if the Isser is Nivlein to Nashkin. Abadah will say Chaticha Nas Nevela. Okay, these are the two possible answers to the Riz Kasha. The Ramban, who expands the Gzera Sakosa Gdios Atar Velo Cholo, and the Ran, who says no, who says simple, that since Chaticha Nas Nevela Rishari Surim is only Midrabban to begin with, it's a gzeira de rabbanon, not the basa b'chala. It has to be dumi de basa b'chala, and dumi de basa b'chala means dafka basa and not chala. Just like dumi de basa b'chala means dafka derech bishul and not other mechanisms, other methods of creating a blio without bishul. Questions. Okay. So what do we have? We have a machlokas, the Rashbam and the Riz. Now that we've gone through the Tosfos, the Shakavitayo, the Kasha, the Teretz, let's try to analyze this Rashbam and the Riz. We've done a little bit before, but I want to put it into this context and really to finalize our analysis of these shittas of the whole din of Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Sha'aris. So we have a machlokas, the Rashbam and the Riz. What's the din by Sha'aris? If you have an item that is nesa, is a dover ha'osa that ases the nesa. Right, the case. Let's talk about the case of Tosfos at the end. Right, let's not talk about the min b'mino situation. We passing that min b'mino is batal berov and b'shishin. So the real case the Rashbam is going on, that's not lemaisa. But the case that the re-quotes at the end is very much lemaisa. Let's focus on that case. Right, if you have melach habalua midam, if salt that has a bli of dam, Tavlin that a balua that's balua midam. It's no sintam afilu yosem ishishim. So will it aser a tarovis now? Or do we say no? So comes the re and says it's not going to aser. Doesn't aser. That's the re. You know we've had this re that ein anesi yachal eser el b'makom shal iser yachal leilech shom. The nesa can't be more powerful than the oser. If the oser doesn't aser more than shishim, the nesa, the tavlin, and the melech are not going to aser either. But the Rashbam argues, it's clear from the Rashbam that he holds that whenever you have a davar shel heter that's nesa by something oser, whether it's a rotev, or whether it's a chaticha, whatever it is, whether it's tavlin, melech, well, whatever it is. Right? So that nesa becomes oser. It becomes gufo shel iser. And if it becomes gufo shel iser, then it can aser based on its own properties. It's not limited by the oser. It can be more powerful than the osa because it's almost like an independent dover ha'osa. Once the oser ases the nesa has a life of its own. It has qualities of its own. It has properties of its own. So those properties will determine whether this nesa is going to aser. I don't care about the properties of the osa. Once the nesa becomes gufo shel iser, so it's like it itself is oser. So it's going to aser based on its own properties. It's like if you were to have tavlin shel orla, right? So that's gufo shel iser. So avada, such tavlin would aser afilu ba'elef. As long as it's no sintam, it's going to aser. So comes the Rashbam and says the same is true. Even if you have tavlin shel heter, but it has a blia of dam, that tavlin shel heter is going to aser even more than shishim until it's not no sintam anymore. Aye, but it's not gufo shel iser. No, it is gufo shel iser. Because Chaticha Nas is Nevela, Bishari Surim tells me that it really is Gufo Shel Isser. The Nesar gets the quality of Isser, becomes the Oser according to the Rashbam, and therefore it can have a property of its own. If it's Gufo Shel Isser, then whatever properties it has will determine how far it's going to us. Okay, this, that's the Machokas. The Machokas, the Rashbam, and the Ri, is whether the Nesar becomes Gufo Shel Isser or doesn't become Gufo Shel Isser. By Shari Surim, by Chaticha Nas is Nevela, Bishari Surim. By Basel B'Cholav, they both seem to say that it's Gufo Shel Isser. Right, that's what the Ri says. There's a chilek between Basa B'chal and Shari Surim. But the machlokas is by Shari Surim. So what's the machlokas? Why should the Rashbam have his shita? Rashbam wants to say that Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Surim tells me that the Dover Shel Heter becomes like Gufo Shel Iser. So it'll have a status of Gufo Shel Iser L'gabi Min B'Mir B'Mashul. It'll have a status of Gufo Shel Iser in the case of Melech V'Tavlin that Abalu Amidam, that they can be no Sintam even more than Shishim. It has its own... It has a status of Gufo Shel Iser, so it can aser based on its own properties. What's the svara of the Rashbam? So the simplest pshat in the Rashbam is what? Based on everything that we've said till now. Again, we're not talking about Basar B'chol, we're talking about Shari Sur. Right? Efshir La'afrido, that doesn't apply over here. So what's the simplest pshat? Steve? Mitzaref? Nefach Liosis, exactly. The heter is Nefach Liosis. The simplest pshat would be to say that the Rashbam holds like whom? Whom? The Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam? Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam are going together. Now, that's not such a dover tema. Why? Why is it not such a pellet to say the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam are going together over here? Who quoted the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, the Chodah Machta? Who quoted the... The Ran, exactly. The Ran says, Mikan long the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says this. Right? It's not the Rashbam alone. The Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam are quoted together by the Rishonim. So, it's not such a pellet to say the Pshat and the Rashbam is poshut. He goes like the Rabbeinu Tam. He assumes Tam Keiket Deraisa. What's more, he assumes that the Heter is Nefach Liosissa. Heter is Nefach Liosissa. If the Heter is Nefach Liosissa, it becomes Gufo Shalissa. So of course it has a life of its own. It has its own properties. It has its own properties. It'll Aser based on its own properties, not based on the properties of the Nes. So this idea is quoted by a number of Achon. The Aruch HaShulchan has this, the Prima Godim has this, and the Yad Avram. The Yad Avram at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Shita as well. Let's all turn to the Shulchan Aruch and look together. This is one of the most important parts of Shulchan Aruch, very, very fundamental. For those who are learning Hilchos Tarovos and Hilchos Basar B'Challav, very, very important. Page 2 in packet 29. Okay, the Mechaber sets forth Chaticha Nas Nevela is not by Shari Sur and Bichlal, it's only by Basar B'Challav. Whose sheet is that? Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Ramban. Right, we're familiar with such sheet, right? Zokta Shulchan Aruch, Kagom, Kazayis, what's that for? Chalef, exactly, not Cholef. Chalef. Ki on kezayis chalef shenivla b'chaticha ve'ein bo shishim levaklo v'nesra ve'agach bishla im acheros ve'ein tzorech ala shishim ve'agach bishla im acheros ein tzorech, not ve'ein tzorech ein tzorech ala shishim kedei kezayis chalef ve'oz afilu chaticha atzma chozeres lios muteres. Of course it's chalef, he's talking about Shari Sirmi. Right, he's trying to say Chatech Nas Devela by Basar B'Challav and not by Shari Sirim. Kagon, the case where we're not going to say Chatech Nas Devela. So if you don't say Chatech Nas Devela, you only need Shishim Keneged. What? The Blias Isser, not Keneged the Chaticha that's holding the Isser, because we don't say Chatech Nas Devela. That's the Mechaber, Rabbi Ephraim, Ramban, Adkan. Comes the Ramon, turns everything upside down. Yesh Omrim Damrinan B'Chol HaYisurim Chatech Nas Devela. A lot of Ashkenazi Rishonim say like that. So comes the Ramah and says, no, we hold Chaticha Nas Devela B'Shari Sur. Why? Why? Well, what's this far to say Chaticha Nas Devela? It's Gufo Shalissa. I understand Basar B'Challav. Why does the Mechaber say that you say Chaticha Nas Devela by Basar B'Challav? Why? Do you know what the Mechaber holds? So you could look at the Mefarshim. It's not an Aveira to do the Shachan and Taz if I have an assignment. You can't. It's Mut. So both the Shachan and Taz explain because each one is Mutter by themselves and together they become awesome. Wow, what a concept. That's a good spot. I've seen it before. Right, in the Rashba, right, that's what they're quoting. That's why Chaticha Nas Devela might be limited to Basar B'Challav. So why should I say that it applies to Shari Sur? Zok the Yad Avram and Murray the Gechidish. Look at the bottom. Gamina B'Chol Yisum Chaticha Atzman Nas Devela. Mevur B'Ran Sof Perek Kol HaBasar De'eno Ela Midrabbonim Mishum Gzera De Basar B'Challav. So he says, first of all, you should know the Ran holds that this Chanan B'Shari Sur is only Midrabbonim. Okay. But I'm not sure that it's true, he says. V'nira li, the kezayis, b'chdei achilas pras, del Rabbeinu Tam, hayolokal, kol kezayis, mehatarovis. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if you have a blias iser into the taroves, then you're loka on kezias from the whole taroves. Even if, let's say, you only had a chatzi zayas of iser, that's no simtam into the taroves. You could be loka on kezias of the taroves. The nefa kol ahetelios isers of the yad efrayim kamosha kosav harosh perakid anoshe the hatur yaredei simin tzarichas im kain. Al korcha chaticha nasis nevela midaraisa. Zokti on Ephraim, I don't think Hanan b'sharisum is only d'rabbana. Maybe it's daraisa. Why is it daraisa? Ikar adin chaticha nasis nevela. He says sure. The rabbeinu Tam holds Tam ki ikar means that heter is nefach lios issa, and he holds Tam ki ikar is adin daraisa. What do you think Hanan b'sharisum is all about? Said Zokti on Ephraim. Chanan b'sharisum is all about Tam ki ikar. It's all about the heter nefach lios issa. If you take the Rabbeinu Tam seriously, what should emerge is that Chatichan has the veil, Vishar Yisom, should be Daraisa. Should be Daraisa. That's the simple pshat. That the Rashbam holds Chatichan has the veil, Vishar Yisurin, is based on Tam Ke'ikr. And because it's based on Tam Ke'ikr, he assumes it's Gufo Shalissa. That's what Heta Nefech Liosissa means. So that's why it's Gufo Shalissa. If you have Melech Abalu Amidam, it's going to Asar Afilu Be'elef. Even though the dam itself is only going to ask a b'shishim, but the melech has a life of its own because it was nefach lios issa. Now it's melech shal issa. So we look at the properties of the melech. We don't look at the properties of the dam. Okay, this is the Yad Avram, and as we mentioned, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Prima Godim, other Achronim learn this way as well. This approach can help explain a different Rabbeinu Tam, another famous Rabbeinu Tam. Which Rabbeinu Tam am I referring to? The Rabbeinu Tam in a very short Tosfos on the Kuf Amud Aleph. In a very long Tosfos on the Gemara. Very important Tosfos. But you got to break it up. So that's what I've done. Without numbering. But you got to break it up. The Tosfos is saying many different things. You don't have to read the whole thing in one sitting. It's more exciting to read it in a few sittings. Then you get exhilarated multiple times. What's this Tosfos going on? It's going on a Gemara and Daf Kuf. Dorash, Rabba Barbachana, Chaticha shal nevela v'shal dag tome eino osera sachetitin tam berote v'vekipu v'chatichas. Rabba Barbachana says that a Chaticha shal nevela, shal dag tome, let's just talk about Chaticha shal nevela. The regular case. Shari Suri. Chaticha shal nevela, if you throw it into the Kedera, fell into the Kedera. So it's only going to ask the Kedera if it's no sintam in the rota of the Kippah and the Chatichas. So Uki Rav Amora Le, Rav stood up in Amora, I mean he stood up a meturgaman, stood up someone to say the shir, microphone, so to speak, right? He stood up someone and said, V'dorash, Kevin sheno sintam b'chaticha, chaticha atzman asins nevela, v'elseres kol ha-chatichas kula mibnei shein mina. Rav stood the Amora up and said the same thing he said on Nav Kufchas Amor Aleh. He says, it doesn't have to be no sintam into the Kedera. No, the reality is that once the Chaticha Shal Nevela is no sintam into a Chaticha Seter, it's Nasis Nevela, the Chaticha Atzma is Nasis Nevela, and then it'll aser all the other Chatichos min b'mino. Rav holds that min b'mino lo batil. He says, if the Chaticha is Nasis Nevela, it's no sintam in the Chaticha, it's Nasis Nevela, and then it'll aser all the other Chatichos b'mino. So Amalei Rav Safra Labaye Michti Rav Kaman Amalei Shmaitik Rav Yehuda Damer Min Bemino Lo Botil Mai Irya Kino Santan Afilu Kilona Santan Nami. What's he saying? Rav is assuming Min Bemino B'Mashu. So why is he? Why do we need such a strange case? What the Chatichas Nevela? Let's draw this. And you have a pot. So let's say you have a chatichas nevela that hits a chatichas heter. Okay? A keeper wrote the tavla and whatnot, right? So Rabba Barbachana had said that you need, that if the nevela, so the nevela is no sintam into the kedera, so then it'll ask the kedera. So comes Rav and says, that if the nevela is nosin tam, even into a chaticha seter, the chaticha heter is nasis nevela, and then it'll aser all the chatichos with neshein mina. It's going to aser all the chatichos with neshein mina. So, frek the Gemara, why does the chatichas nevela have to be nosin tam into the chatichas heter? Let the chatichas nevela asa the chatichas heter b'mino by itself. Right? Let the chatichas heter, let the chatichas nevela asa the chatichas heter min b'mino. Why do you need that middle chaticha? Right? The chatichas nevela itself is min b'mino with the other chatichas. Afilu lo nos natam, says Rashi, b'chatichas shebetzida. Lo batla nami the hanavela gufa minayu hiva lo batla. Even if it's not nosin tam in the chaticha shebetzida, even if it's not nosin tam in the chaticha shebetzida, what's the case? Let's say you have a small chaticha. Right? So, it's not those atomic to that chaticha. I'm sorry, it wasn't my. Just a second. Let's say you have a very big chaticha. Excuse me. Let's say the chaticha's nevela is very small. You have a very small chaticha's nevela. You have a very big chaticha. So it's not nosin tam into the chaticha, so what? Even if it's not nosin tam into the chaticha shebetzida, it should ask the chatichas b'mina. Right? Why? Why? Min b'mina lo batu. He's thinking like this. I drew that. It's too complicated. I put everything into the picture, right? He's saying that, let's say we start with this chatichas nevela, and it has another chaticha there in the pot, and the rotev is not there, the other chatichas are not there, but it's no sin tam into that chaticha, and then you put other chatichas in there. Frame two. Frame one is that first it asks the chaticha, and then you put other things in. Right? So he says, why should it ask her? Why do you need the chaticha to be nosin tam into the first chaticha? Even without that, it'll ask her the other chatichos because it's min b'mino with the other chatichos. So zog the Gemara, Amar lei, hachamai iskin b'shechad v'silko. If you took out the chatichas nevela before you put everything else in there, so then this is out. Right? So then, if it's not nosin tam into that first chaticha, then there's nothing to aser. Right? You then put everything else in there. You took out the chatichas nevela before you put the other things in, so then there's nothing that's aser there. But once the chatichas nevela aser, that chatichas eter, chaticha nasis nevela, now it's its own chatichas iser, it's like a chatichas nevela, and now it'll aser the other chatichas b'mina. That's one answer. The shekadam is silka. Rava Amar, Rava has a different answer. Filu tema lo kadam is silka. Aviminu mino v'davar acher v'chaminu mino v'davar acher. Salekas mino k'misha'ena v'shem mino Rava lov umavaklin. Rava says no, it's not kadam is silka. Hilkach nosna tambari shona tchila ba'ochla rava harote valer. Be'agach nosan mayim ve'kipa ve'chatichos. Nitos ve'chaticha rishona al hanevela ve'oseres. He's saying that even if you didn't take the chatichas nevela out, but if you don't have both the chatichas nevela and this chatichas heter to combine together to aser, So now that the rotev comes in, if all you had was the chatichas nevela, and now the rotev came in, the rotev will be shishim keneged the chatichas nevela, and then the chatichas nevela will not ask that those other chatichas b'minan, because we say salek. Just look at the rotev, look at the min b'sheino mino. So the chatichas nevela is going to be nisbatel. Once it's nisbatel, then it won't ask the b'mino all the other chatichas. But since it first was no sintam into the chatichas seder shekenegdo, together, you're not going to have the shishim and the rotev to be mevatalit, so that's why it's going to aser. This is really just the technical part of the gemara. Rav holds that if you have a chatichas nevela, that's no sintam into the chatichas heter, chatichas menaser is nevela, and then it'll aser the rest of the chatichas b'minam. Exactly the way we've said before. We said it in the context of basa b'chalav, this is said l'gabe shari surim, but it's the same basic halacha. Then the Gemara tries to figure out, do you really need that? The chatichas nevela could ask the chatichas themselves. The Gemara has two different answers as to why it needs to engineer the case in this way. Comes Tosfos and asks a totally different question. It's the same sugya, but he asks a similar question, but totally different. He says, why do you need it? The Gemara has said, why do you need it? Meaning, why do you need that the chatichas nevela should be nosing tam into the chatichas heter? The chatichas nevela itself should ask the chatichos shel heter min b'mino, right? Comes to Osis and says, what's the lashon of Rav? Chaticha, kevin she nos santam b'chaticha. Chaticha, atz menasis nevela, the oseres kol chatichos kula nevei shein mina. Now, if you just read this Gemara, it doesn't jump out at you. Why? Because it's mamish the same lashon as Rav in our sugya. Kevin shenosan tam bechaticha. What's the thing that's nosing tam bechaticha in our sugya? Kevin shenosan tam bechaticha. Chaticha atzenas is nevela. Da 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 da. What's being nosing tam in on kuches? Tipas. Tipas chol. Tipas chol. Nosing tam bechaticha. Oh, you need a nesinas tam in the chaticha to ask the chaticha. Why do you need a nesinas tam of the tipas chol to ask? Because basa b'chalav is built on nesinas tam. There are kedushal aser torah. But that's everything is great. But Frek Tosfos, why by Shari Surin does Rav hold that you need an Asinas Tam of the Chatichas Nevela into the Chatichas? Why do I need an Asinas Tam? If Rav holds Min Bemino Lo Batil, that's the whole problem over here. It's going to answer all the other Chatichas Beminan. So why does he need an Asinas Tam at all? The first Chaticha, even if only a mashu goes into the chaticha seter next to it, it should ask the chaticha seter. Why does he need kevin shenosan tam b'chaticha chaticha atzunasis nevela? And now that's going to ask the other chatichos b'minan, or the combination of the chatichas nevela with this chaticha nasis nevela is going to ask the rest of the chatichas b'minan. Why do I need nosna tam b'chaticha? This is not basu b'chal. This is shari sir. Right? But if you hold that min b'mino lobotil, so min b'mino, the chatichas nevela is touching the chatichas seter, it's min b'mino. Even if only a mashu goes in, it should aser. It's an akasha of Tosfos. Just like the Gemara says, why do I need the chatichas nevela to aser another chaticha to create a problem over here? The chatichas nevela creates the problem. In fact, Tosfos, why do I need the sinas tam of the chatichas nevela to create the problem? It should aser even b'mashu.
He's saying, Chaticha Nasas Tevela by Shari Surin says, even though Rabbi Yehuda and Rav would say that the Chatichas Tevela can ask the Mashu, but what do we want to do here? We don't want to ask it. We want to create Chaticha Nasas Tevela. We want to create a din of Chaticha Nasas Tevela that's going to become a monster. Right? Chaticha Nasas Tevela is going to ask all the Chatichos B'minan, number one, and number two, you're going to need Shishim connected to the whole Chaticha. Right, so we want to create Chaticha Nasas Nevela based on this Chatichas Nevela, this original Chatichas Nevela. Dr. Rabbeinu Tam, you can't create Chaticha Nasas Nevela the Issa Mashu. And Issa Mashu is not going to do it. Not going to do it. That's the issue here. That an issa mashu can't create chaticha nasas nevela, so that's why I need nosna chatichas nevela tam b'chaticha seter. Now the chaticha seter becomes chaticha nasas nevela, and it'll ask the other chatichas b'minim. But if it's only nesa b'mashu, it itself is also, but it won't be chaticha nasas nevela to ask the other chatichas b'minim. That's the Rebbeinu Tam says. That's the Rebbeinu Tam says. What does Rebbeinu Tam mean? So if you look at the Taz, did you get a chance to see the Taz? How many Talmidim saw the Taz? How many Talmidim saw the Taz? Oh, how many Talmidim saw the Tosfos? Okay. So let's hold on the Taz. So that's Rabbeinu Tam's Teretz. Right? Again, what's the Kash over here? Kasha is, why does the Chatichas Nevela have to be nosin tam into the Chatichas Heter to create a problem of Chatichas Nesas Nevela? It asks b'mina, so even if only a little bit of lachos went in, that still should ask. Dr. Rabbeinu Tam, no. It's not going to ask b'mashu. It can't, I didn't say that well. It can ask b'mashu, but it's not going to create Chatichas Nesas Nevela b'mashu. Say it well. Right? It can ask the b'mashu, but it's not going to create chaticha nasas nevela, which in itself will do more, right? Which will create a problem. That it's not going to do to ask the b'minam and to require shish and connect the chaticha, that it can't do. It can't do b'mashu. Rabbeinu Ephraim has a different approach. He has to have some kind of approach over here. Rabbeinu Ephraim is not sitting pretty with this sugya, right? Rabbi Ephraim is the Mar the Shmaitzu who says Chaticha Nasas Nevela only applies by Basa B'Cholav, not by Shari Surim. But yet the Gemara Dav Kuf is applying Chaticha Nasas Nevela even by Shari Surim. So he certainly has to say something. We're not going to deal with what he says. Okay, let's leave it out for now. Okay, let's pause. Let's try to evaluate what the Rabbi Natam is saying. What is the Shita of the Rabbi Natam? That even if you hold Min B'Mino B'Mashu, and you can create an Isser B'mashu, but you're not going to create Chaticha Nasas Nevela B'mashu. That's basically what he says. The Lashon of the Taz, if you read through the whole Taz, he basically just quotes the Gemara and the Tosfos. He doesn't really say that much else. But he does say one line. His one line is, what's the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam? He coins a phrase that many have used to explain the Rabbeinu Tam. After all the dust settles, he quotes the Gemara, and he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, he quotes the Tosfos and everything. And he says, you know, the Rabbeinu Tam is important not just for Min B'mina B'mashu, but for other Isurei Mashu. Chametz B'Pesach is an Isur Mashu. Yayin Nesech is an Isur Mashu. The Rabbeinu Tam would say that if a little bli of Yayin Nesech went into a Chaticha, we're not going to say Chaticha Nesech Nevel over there. If a little bit of chametz b'pesach went into a chaticha, it'll aser it, but we're not going to say chaticha nasas nevela here, because you can't say chaticha nasas nevela based on a mashu. The lo nasa nevela says the Taz at the very end before the end of the bracket in nesa b'mashu she yeser achgav mashu the trey mashu lo amrina. You don't say trey mashu. That's the lashon of the Taz. What does he mean? He means, if the first chaticha, the chaticha nevela, only put a mashu into this chaticha, so how can you aser this chaticha in the kedera only with a mashu? Meaning, the chaticha nasas nevela is going to aser, even though you only have a bliyas mashu in this chaticha. That's the whole idea of chaticha nasas nevela, that it's stronger than the bli itself. But if the thing only became aser with a mashu, then it's not going to be aser with a mashu. It can't get a life of its own to aser other things. Even if there's less than Nesinas Tam, it's not going to get that koach unless it was Nesser with a Nesinas Tam. But if it was Nesser only with a Mashu, we're not going to say Trey Mashu. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam holds. What is the Rabbeinu Tam talking about? What does this mean? Chaticha Nasas Nevela. If the Chaticha becomes Nesser, so why shouldn't I say Chaticha Nasas Nevela? Min B'mina B'mashu. I should need Shishin Kenegadol Chaticha.
What kind of Sisrei Torah is this? What, if it's Nesav Amashu, it's different than it was Nesav through Nesinas Tam? Rabbi Huda holds Min B'min B'mashu, so it could be Nesav with Amashu. What does it matter how it was Nesav? The key is the Chaticha was Nesra. So once it's Nesra, Chaticha Nasis Nevela.
But if you assume that the holding of Chaticha Nasis Nevela B'shari Surim is based on the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Heter is Nefach Lios Hissam, when do we say Heter Nefach Lios Hissam? By Min B'min B'mashu? Rabbi Natan is talking about Tam Ke'ikah. It's a din of Tam Ke'ikah. Tam Ke'ikah means when you have an Asinas Tam, it's like the Iker is here. If you have an Asinas Tam in the Heter, it's as if the Iker is here. It's as if the Isser is here. The Isser is in the Heter. It's in every spot of the Heter because you can be margish the Tam of the Isser in the Heter. It's not a din that the Heter was Nesar. It's that since you can be margish the Tam in the Heter, it's as if the Isser is here. The heter is nefach liosisser. Heter nefach liosisser only applies if the iser was created through an nesinas tam. You can aser min b'mina b'mashu from hein bismorgan. There still is no nesinas tam over here. So if there's no nesinas tam, you can't say chaticha nesin tevela b'shar yisur. Rabbeinu Tam l'shitoso. Rabbeinu Tam assumes the tam ke'ika means that heter nefach liosisser. The Rabbeinu Tam holds chaticha nesin tevela b'shar yisur means that it becomes gufo shalisser like the Rashbam. And Rabbeinu Tam holds Shremashu lo amrinan that you can't say Chaticha Nasas Tevela if the Chaticha was only Neser b'mashu because Tam Ke'ikah doesn't apply b'mashu. Tam Ke'ikah applies if there's an Asinas Tam. So Heta Nefech Liosis doesn't apply by an Issa Mashu. It doesn't apply if a Mashu of Chometz is Nivla into the Chaticha. Yai Nesech is Nivla into the Chaticha. It's got to be an Asinas Tam because you need something to happen to this Chaticha that you'll be able to say that Heta is Nefech Liosis. So if Chaticha Nasas Tevela B'shari Surim is based on Heta Nefach Lios Isser and Tam Ke'ikah, so we understand that you need Nosna Isser Tam B'chaticha to say Chaticha Nasas Tevela. Because that will determine, right, that will allow the concept of Heta Nefach Lios Isser to kick in. Okay. Now if we learn Chaticha Nasas Tevela B'shari Surim based on the Rabbeinu Tam, what should emerge? Is Chaticha Nasas Tevela Din D'Oraisa or Din D'Rabbanan? Yad Avraham told us what the answer to that question is. It's a Din D'Oraisa then. It has to be. The Rabbeinu Tam holds Tam Ke'ikah D'Oraisa, right? So if it's based on Tam, if Chanan and Tam Ke'ikah, right, that's what we're saying over here. The Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, one approach in the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, one approach in Chaticha Nasas Tevela B'shari Surim, right, is to say that it's based on Tam Ke'ikah. Chaticha Nasas Tevela and Tam Ke'ikah are going hand in hand. That's one approach over here. But if you say like that, L'chora, if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, you should have to say the Tam Ke'ikah D'Oraisa. The Rama holds that there is a concept of Chaticha Nasas Tevela B'shari Surim. Does the Rama mean to say that it's D'Oraisa? So comes the Shach immediately and says, it's only the Rabbah. Shach takes the wind out of the Ramah's sails. The Ramah said, V'yesharim d'armina b'chol yisurim chaticha nasas nevela. The Shach in Tzivchat in Yud Bey says, Kosov ha'oga b'shem arayi d'mikamaka m'kuli alma eino ela midrabah. It's only the Rabbah. Chen Kosov ha'ran. That's the Ran. Well, we know the Ran. The Ran says that chaticha nasas nevela b'shar yisurim is a gzei ratu b'sochal. The Rabbah. That's the Shach, that it's only the Rabbah. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that Tosfos was not assuming like that. Tosfos on Daf Kuf Amud Beis in Chulin clearly was assuming Chaticha Nasas Tevela B'shari Surim is D'Oraisa, like the Yad Avraham. He was assuming that if you hold Chaticha Nasas Tevela B'shari Surim, I mean, he's fiddling back between the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rabbeinu Tam, right? But if you go like the Rabbeinu Tam, the Chaticha Nasas Tevela B'shari Surim is going to be D'Oraisa. What's the raya that Tosfos had? A very beautiful raya. Very beautiful raya. Look at the Tosfos together with me. We've discussed this sugya multiple times, but this is really a beautiful raya. And it's nogea lemais, actually. The comment of Tosfos is talking nogea lemais. Let's see this Tosfos together. This is the very end of the Tosfos. You know, if the beginning of the Tosfos was challenging, don't give up. Because if you make it to the end, you'll see something very beautiful in the verses. The first online is Ulefi. This is on Kuf Amid Beis. What's he saying? So he's going back and forth in the Tosfos. Is there Rabbeinu Ephraim correct? Is there Rabbeinu Tam correct? Do we say Chaticha Nasas Tevela only by Bosa B'chala? Do we say Bashari Surin? So he says, I'll bring you a Raya. Rabbeinu Ephraim is right. We only say Chaticha Nasas Tevela by Bosa B'chala. Why? Because we know there's a concept called Giyulei Nochrim. Right? The Torah gives a tzivui to Bnei Yisrael, to be Magil, to be Machshir, Klei Midyon. So Nicha Masha Tziva Kosov Lahagel Klei Midyon. According to the Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Chaticha Nasas Tevela only works by Basa B'chalov. It's only done by Basa B'chalov, not by Shari Surim. So then everything works out well with Giyulei Midyon. The Hashta Yore Gedola. Now a big pot, a cauldron. She'ef Shalahagel B'sof Klei Achar. You don't have another kli to put it into. Like normally Hagala, we boil up a pot of water and we throw things in. We throw silverware in, we throw smaller pots into the bigger pot, and we're magil by submerging it entirely into the boiling water. But let's say you have a big pot, you can't throw it into any other pot because you don't have a bigger pot than that. She'ef shalahagel v'sokli achar, heichim ishtariya, how can it be mutter? Mistama the Torah is saying that you have to be machsher klei midyan, and there's an opportunity to be machsher any type of kli, even a yore gedola. How can you be machsher yore gedola? There's no shishim in the kli to be mevatel the iser. What does that mean? It's a very important principle. The Tosfos is setting forth the principle that we assume that you never have shishim in the water of a kli. If you're cooking in a kli, you'll never have shishim keneged the balua in the dofnei a kli. Right? If you, let's say, use the kli to cook tarfis, right? You cook treif soup in the kedera. So you say, okay, I want to cook something else. You cook something else by accident before being machshir. So is the item that you cook going to be aser? Yes, absolutely it's going to be aser. How do I know? Maybe there's shishim. No, we assume that there's never shishim. That what's in the walls of the kli, the way it works out, is that even if you fill up the kli to the tippy top, you will not have shishim in the kli to be mevatel a belia that's in the walls of the kli. So says Tosis, if that's the case, then you can't be machshir this particular yore. If you have a yore gedola, how can it work? You don't have shishim. If you had shishim, then everything would be fine because it would be bata. But you don't have shishim. The isha yachzar umagila b'shnia. What? So you'll say that. So he'll be machshir one time. He doesn't have shishim, he'll be machshir again. So every time he'll take out more belia. No, it's not going to help to take out more belia. The isha yachzar. What happens every time that you do hagala? So Belias Isser comes out of the walls of the pot. It goes into the water. The water becomes nevela. Chatichanas is nevela in the water, and then it's going to go back into the pot. So you keep on reassering the pot. So it's a never ending cycle. You're never going to be able to be machshir. If you could throw it into a bigger pot, then you'd have shishim in the water. Then you'd have shishim in the water to be mevatel this iser. But if you're not going to throw it into a bigger pot, you're never going to have shishim. And just doing it again is not going to help the problem because chatichanas is nevela. Chatichanas nevela. Is this basa b'chalav? No, it's shari surim. It's not just basa b'chalav. They're all shari surim. Nevela, chazer. Right? Ve'ilo mesharin ela be'iser atzmo nicha. But if you say that there's no din of chaticha nasas tevela by shari sun, everything is great, right? Why? Because some of the iser will come out into the water. You'll throw out that water. Then you put more water in. Some of the iser will come out, and gradually you'll be mevatel all of the iser in the pot, and then the pot will be kosher. The zayin lomer the kishain bas yoma magilin osa. It doesn't make sense that the Torah wants you to be magil the pot when it's an ena bas yoma. Because the Torah never asked a kedera shein bas yoma, only kedera bas yoma. So clearly the Torah is saying that you could do hagol on a kedera bas yoma. If you hold chatichan asas tevela by shari surim, you're always going to have a problem in this yore gedola. So the only way to explain is to say that there is no din of chatichan asas tevela by shari surim. That's what Tosfos says. That's the raya. Rabbeinu Ephraim must be correct that you only say chatichan asas tevela by basbachal by shari surim, because if you say by shari surim, then how can you be magil yore gedola? No way, because the water will always be nasis nevela.
Those are just concedes. Vein raya gemura mikandi. Iklamemad lo amra Torah lahagil alakelim ketanim v'sochli gadol sheyeh b'mayim shishim kdei levatel ha'isa. Says those is not such a good raya because maybe the Torah only allows you to do hagol on small kelim, kelim that you can put into something else. It's a dechia, right? Maybe taka you can't be magal yora gadol. Maybe chatichanas and devela sharisim you can't do hagol on yora gadol. So just parenthetically, Tosfos is pointing out two very important things. Lemaisa. Right? When we do Hagolah, what do we do? How do we make sure that there's no problem? Right? So they're one of two solutions to the problem. We either try to make sure that there's always shishim. Right? We need enough boiling water to put something in, make sure that the shishim in the water connected the kli. The other way to do it is that we wait 24 hours till the kli is in Eino Ben Yomo. Once the kli is in Eino Ben Yomo, even if you don't have shishim in the water, it still is not going to ask for the water, and that also could be makshir the kli. Just very, very important point that you see emerging from Tosfos. Zokter Kiva Eger, what do you see quoted from Tosfos? He was assuming Chatich Anas is the veil of Ashari Surin, if you hold of it, like the Rebbe Natan, it's got to be the Reis. Because if Chatich Anas is the veil of Ashari Surin is only a chumer derabanan, then what's his raya? What's his raya that you only say chaticha nasas devela by basa v'chalav? Maybe you say chaticha nasas devela by shari serum. Aye, how could you be machsha the yore gedola chaticha nasas nevela? The Torah is not talking on a derabana level. It's talking on a deraisa level. Like the Torah is talking about the Torah. It wasn't there for the takanas chazal. The takanas chazal came later. The chumra derabana came later. On a deraisa level, there's no din of chaticha nasas devela shari serum. What's the raya v'chalav? If you are chaticha nasas devela b'shari sum is only the rabbanon, what's the raya? Rabbeinu Ephraim is right that chaticha nasas devela is only said by basa v'chalav. Maybe it's said by shari sum, but the Torah never thought of this idea of chaticha nasas devela b'shari sum. It's a later chumer d'rabbanon. What do you see? Chaticha nasas devela must be a din d'rais. Okay, so this is a machlokas for the Kiva Eger and the Shach. If you hold chaticha nasas devela b'shari surin. Even if you hold, there is a din of chaticha nasas devela b'shari surim. Is it only midrabanan or is it the rice? Now, if you hold it's the rice, huh? You could learn like the Rabbi Natan that chaticha nasas devela means it's nefach, het nefach legufo shel issa, and that's why chaticha nasas devela mamish. What happens if you hold that it's only the rabban? Let's say you hold it's only the rabban. If you hold that it's only the rabbanan, so. What's the nature of this din of chaticha nasas devela? So the Ran told us it's a gzeira atu basa b'chalav. It's a gzeira atu basa b'chalav. Gzeira atu basa b'chalav. So you could say that it's if basa b'chalav chaticha nasas devela means it's nasas devela mamish, by shari surim it could be nasas devela mamish as well. Okay, you could say that, but within the re you can't say that. We've explained the Rashbam. The Rashbam is great. Rashbam holds chaticha nasas devela is all based on tanki ikar. And we pointed out it might even be deraisa according to the Rashbam. The Ri doesn't hold that it's deraisa. The Ri said beferish that it's rabban. The Ri and Tosas said that it's only the rabban. What's the nature of chaticha nasas devela v'shari surim that it's only the rabban? So the Ran told you, oh, it's a gzeira atu basa v'chalav. The Ri can't learn it's a gzeira atu basa v'chalav. The Ri can't learn chaticha nasas devela means that it's nefach lios iser. Why can't he learn like that? Because the Ri is the Mar, the Shmaitzah, he's the one who says that the Nesar doesn't become Gufo Shel Issa. It's limited by the Osar. Melech Havalu Amidam, can't be Nosin Tam, more than Shishim, right? The Ri says that the Nesar doesn't become independently Osar. It doesn't have a life of its own. So if it doesn't have a life of its own, so then I don't understand. What does Chaticha Nasas Devela mean? Chaticha nasas devela only means, according to the Ri, that you have to take into account the chatichas heter in the shir shishim. You can only be mevatel b'shishim if you have shishim connected the whole chaticha. Why? Why should that be true? Why should that be true? If you tell me the heter is nevach lios iser, I hear it. It's a davar ha'aser itself, so I need shishim connected the whole iser, connected the bliya and connected the whole chaticha, because the chaticha becomes aser. But if you tell me chaticha nasas devela b'shari surim is only the rabbanan. And all it's telling me is that I need shishim to be mevatel the chaticha, even though the chaticha itself was not nefach lios iser. Why should that be true? Comes the Rav and says that the whole nature of the din of chaticha nasas devela b'shari surim, according to the Ri, is just that you have to be mevatel even the carrier of the iser. It's on this Ri that the Rav said his part.
that the whole idea of Chanan b'shar Yisum is not like Basu b'chalev. Basu b'chalev, Chatichah Nas Veila means it's Nas in the Veila Mamish. Because it's had to by itself, and there's a transformation, and it becomes Gufo Shel Isser. But by Shari Surim, it's not Gufo Shel Isser. That's why the Ri says that it doesn't have a life of its own. It's limited by the Koach of the Oser. So what's the din? Why should there be a din that you need Shishim connected to Ol Chaticha? Zok the Rav, what the Ri is saying is that Chazal instituted this idea that you should be Mevatel, not just the Isser itself, but the carrier of the Isser. If something is carrying the Isser into the Tarovis, it's not enough just to be Mevatel that Isser. It's a Chumra in the Shir Vittel that Chazal introduced, that you have to be Mevatel not just the Isser, but the carrier of the Isser as well. Look at some of the other Makaros, and tomorrow we'll try to close the circle and show other Shittas and Rishonim that seem to imply like this Vartik that Rav set for you.